Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
I'm saucy and I'm posh. I'm all about the dosh. I live in Ballinlough because I can't afford BlackRock. You can ask me for advice, but don't expect me to be nice. It's Ask Audrey. What's your problem?
Hello, it's Rosaline in Bala Desmond. I'll tell you, bad cess to the old TikTok and the way it could take over your life. I went as Burners Plus One to her niece's wedding in Malio during the week. You'd be amazed at the number of people who say, "Are you having a crack off the old lesbianism, is it?" when they have drink in them. Anyway, I did a short video of the entire wedding doing the rock the boat dance, posted it up on TikTok with the caption, "When cousins marry," and thought nothing more of it. I woke up next morning next to the groom's older brother, fully dressed, mind you, and wasn't my phone on fire with all the notifications, including 7 missed calls from South Korea. The video was liked 1.2 million times in the city of Seoul alone. They had never seen a rock the boat dance before, and it's become an overnight national obsession. They've named a cruise liner after me, and there's even talk of my own primetime chat show called When Cousins Marry. Take that, Paddy Kilty, with your fecking late. I have to say, I'm tempted to move to the bright lights of Seoul when you consider what the alternative is, Thursday night bingo in Meelin. What do you think I should do? Rosaline Bala Desmond.
My cousin is an expert on Korea. I rang her there and said, "Would you advise someone from Belly Desmond to go and live in South Korea?" She said, "No, try North Korea. It'd be less of a culture shock."
It's getting runny on her WhatsApp group. Douglas Road stunners who got new boobs for the Cork City Marathon. Fifi_10k said the marathon is a fantastic way to show off your toned legs sailing tan vibe, but do they really have to go through so many working class areas? Una_spelt_with_an_o, thank you, said, "Preach to that, biatches. This total one is waiting for me on the Tramore Road every year so she can shout, 'Your husband is a 2-time tax defaulter, girl.' So much for coming out and showing your support for fellow women who spend 5 grand so we could look like this." Susie_5grand_jacuzzi said her tantric life coach dreamt it would be good for Susie's aura if she ran a high net worth marathon, where we run a loop down the South Douglas and back up the Blackrock Road until we hit the old 26 miles. We banned Susie from the group for buying a jacuzzi. You'd swear we were in Glanmire. But there is something in the old high net worth marathon, all right, don't you think? So, we had an EGM of the stunners and Chi-Chi there. We bought our own cafe and decided you should talk to the powers that be and make it happen. Take it away there now, Audrey, please. Jenny Douglas Road.
I rang the city hall there and said, "When can we get a posh marathon?" Your man said, "After the event centre is built." I said, "Does that mean never?" He said, "Totes."
So, like, the old man has gone to Montenegro with his latest girlfriend. She's nearly 7 feet tall. I was in his Bond villain mansion last night, binge-watching the whole of Succession Season 4, when a thought just popped into my mind, like, whoa! Why don't I show the old man that I've the cojones to take the reins in his business empire by charging people a fortune to take guided tours of his mansion? So, like, next morning, I'm up and running with Cork's answer to Succession Experience, €35 for the tour, with a free bottle of kombucha. I've a stash of it out the back after my latest wellness venture went to up. It was quiet at first because I only told people in Ballintemple, and they've all been in our gaff, and every last one of them hates kombucha. But then a minibus of Yanks arrived off a cruise boat that was in Cove, and they couldn't believe there was so much wealth in Ireland. They were expecting mud huts and were a bit disappointed they didn't find any as far as I can see. So the word is out and my tours are booked solid for a month. The only problem is the makers of Succession were on to say stop using their name, so what should I call the tour instead? Ed Ballintemple.
I ran a poll among my friends and the clear winner is the It Sure Beats Staying in Cove tour. Happy to help.
Come on. Dual Doll's mad about Succession. She made me do this tour of some awful looking mansion in Ballantemple. It's called Cork's Answer to Succession Experience. To go on me running it was pure unbearable. But he gave me this thing called kombucha. It's after making me fierce frisky, no like. Dual Doll's give me a wide butt. I looked it up there online. It seems like it's mainly sold by hippies in farmers' markets, and I'm not able for that lot. Do you have a good connection for the old kombucha? I'll take a langer, Lord, like. Don't you do any, Blackpool.
I rang my cousin in Skull and said, do you know anyone making kombucha? She said, I don't know anyone who isn't making kombucha. It's West Cork, Audrey. Come on.
Read Ask Audrey every Friday in the Irish Examiner.
Red FM.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.